T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I got so much confidence in Zach. You know, these guys are, I don't know what they're ranked in the National Football League as far as points. I mean, moving the ball and all that type of stuff. You know, I know we can move the football. I know we got the ability to do those things. You know, we've been ranked as high as five, as low as whatever, but these guys can move the football. They got a great plan. They do a really good job. And we got a lot of confidence that we'll get it going. And we got to get going this week. You know, every time you ride the up and down roller coaster of have a good game, have a bad game, have a good game, have a bad game, those questions are always going to be there. Those are always fair in the business that we're in. So those are the things that you're always going to look at.
All right. I don't entirely understand all of that, but bottom line is Raheem Morris isn't making a change. Like, and because he's not making a change, he's going to say he has confidence in his guy.
Right.
I assume he has confidence in his guy also since he hired him. But yeah, I mean, unfortunately that's what it's been. It's been the up and down roller coaster of not great performance. And it's been on both sides of the ball, but obviously the offense is the more glaring conversation over the last couple of weeks. But yeah, I mean, you're not going to win a lot of games when you have two first downs in the first half and can't convert on third down, when your identity is one thing that you can't do, like, you know.
I think just the biggest thing that Ra looks at it is that I've seen what it looks like when it works, you know. And as bad as the last two, whatever you want to call it, has been as far as the offense performance, it has looked good when it looks good and when they're rolling. And but the majority of the time is when they're able to get seven going. And I think that's what, you know, when you go whatever you want to mind trick you want to play to yourself if you're a coach or something like that. It's like, okay, I know what it looks like. We just got to get back to doing that. That's the things you got to keep telling yourself over and over again. If you're a coach, that's the same thing you got to keep preaching to your team,
yeah,
to your OC and everybody like that. Man, because we've seen it. That's the biggest thing. We've seen what it looks like when we're doing what we have to do in order for us to win football games. We just got to get back to that. The reason we're losing these games is because we're not doing what we have to do or what we do best for us to win football games. We get back to that, we win football games, and we can compete with any team in the NFL. Because I do believe if they did what they can do as far as what this identity is, they win last Sunday, and they probably win in damn San Francisco.
I agree.
Yeah. And so that's how they view it. I'm not saying that's how they view it. I don't know what that is.
Well, I would assume. I bet it's not that hard for the coaching staff to meet this week and talk about why that game looked
right,
the way that it did.
Right.
Probably not that hard. Now, again, no one outside wants to hear any of that.
Right.
Because it was the 1-6 Dolphins at home with a one-eyed quarterback.
Yep.
And you got diced in half by them. So, yeah, I mean, tell yourself what you need to tell yourself. You have to fix the running game. How do you do that? That's the question.
That's always the thing.
That's the million-dollar question.
Because, I mean, one of the callers yesterday, the wide zone, that is the base offense. All right, that's what they do. They're going to run the wide zone. They're not going away
that
from
that.
That's
what they're
going
to run.
That's what they're going to run. And it's been successful. And so the biggest thing off of that is like, you know, some different you know, different direction plays, some counters, different things like that, pulling some guys, toss cracks, all those different things. But the base of the offense is the stretch run. They're not running enough plays off of the stretch run, enough play action off of those type of things. And so if they can figure out a way to get that going, and that makes the stretch run even better. But more than anything, the offensive line, you got to block better. You know, and the thing with the whole stretch is the zone blocking scheme is there's always a guy inside of you. There's always somebody because everybody is in unison going the same damn way. But you got to get up to the second level. First of all, you got to secure the first level, and then you got to find a way to get to the second level because that's when Bijan's break those big runs, when they are getting that push on the first level and somebody's able to slip up to the linebacker. That's when the big runs come in the stretch. And they're not doing – they haven't done a good job of that these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, just from back from a big picture sort of changes standpoint, we talked about it yesterday. I didn't see any changes coming. I think that this is the crew you got.
Yep.
Like you can't just make staff changes every time you have a horrible performance.
Correct.
Now it'd be great to stop having horrible performances.
I think that's the key
because they've had two of the worst performances in the NFL this year. But last time you moved on from a position coach, you took the OC down onto the field, like. Those are kind of your
last straw.
Is that something like that? Those are sort of your like, okay, no, this will fix it.
Like it's not last straw. Last straw would be taking play calling away.
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of like your trick up your sleeve or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
You can't
like a mulligan.
You can't do. You also already fired the DC you hired last year.
Yes.
Right. So you can't 25 games in. Fire that guy this guy.
And so the two guys you brought in to coordinate your
because there's only one guy left units. At that point, and it's you.
And it's you. And that's how it goes. Whenever you start seeing the changing of quarterbacks, coordinators, stuff like that, that's usually the sign that, okay, I'm the next guy.
Yeah.
Because you got one thing about it is like, because we said it yesterday, it all ends up on Rod's lap.
Oh, eventually.
Yeah, it all ends up on his lap. So the confidence in his OC, I do believe that when he says that. I do believe that when he says that. And can we get it fixed? I do believe he thinks that they can get it fixed. Do I believe they can get it fixed? I've seen them do it. That's the biggest thing about it. If I didn't see them do it, then I'm like, nah.
Right.
But I've seen what this offense can look like when they do what they want to do. And, yeah, because I hate that phrase, Miami out Atlanta'd us. What the hell does that mean? You know, like
what does that mean?
What the hell does that mean? Oh, they were more physical than you, and you were able to run the football. Oh. Then the last week I saw a quote about San Francisco. Yeah, we base what we want to do off of what San Francisco. Like, no.
Who said this?
These are quotes that I saw last week on Twitter
from
a presser
from like, coaching staff.
Yes, yeah, they out Atlanta'd us. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
You think you have the market cornered on that? Because you did it twice.
Yeah. What the hell does that mean?
All right.
Yeah. Whatever.
I would advise people to stop listening to the press conference.
Yes. Yes.
Only after wins.
Yes.
There's nothing they're going to say that's going to make it anything but worse.
Yep.
In press conferences.
Yep.
I don't know. They told me they were going to get it fixed.
And there's still time. There's still time. I mean, I think that because of
nobody gets more mad about press conferences than Abe, too,
I think,
by the way.
Because I think the thing with it is there's time to get it fixed and everything like that. And
what are they supposed to say?
Exactly.
What are they supposed to say? I don't think we can get it fixed.
Yeah.
Of course they're not going to say that.
I mean,
I don't have confidence in my offensive coordinator, but I'm not going to fire him. Of course he's going to say he has confidence in his offensive coordinator. What's he supposed to say?
Exactly. That's why I always say whenever you get into a point where you're listening to coach speak from the off season and all these different things and everything like I was going to say, base it off what you actually see it, not what they're actually telling you.
I know, because we got 7 games now. That you can look at and see what they are.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what they said in August. Everybody says fun stuff in August.
If 7 can't get going, the offensive coordinator has not put a game plan together to allow the quarterback to try to win. Obviously, takes everybody else to help also, but yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully 7 gets going on Sunday. And it'd be nice if the quarterback played too.
Yes.
I think we're good on the other guy.
Yeah.
Let's hear
yes,
the
we are.
I've been so good on the other guy for so long. Let's hear the final call of the Hawks game last night.
So a very entertaining game, but very disappointing for the Hawks to end up on the short end of this one. But the good news is they got all the starters back tonight. So the Hawks fall just
there
short. They now go to 1-3 while the Bulls go to 3-0, believe it or not. So your final score here in Chicago tonight. It was the Bulls, 128, and the Hawks, 123.
I hate Chicago.
An entertaining basketball game.
No, actually, I love
Chicago's
Chicago.
Great city.
I know. It's an awesome city. But, I mean, yeah, entertaining.
What? Oh, you just don't like the Bulls?
They're cool.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're all right. But, yeah, I'm just like, entertaining. The Hawks can entertain, but can you win?
Only once this year.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I saw, I just missed thinking. They're talking about 3-0 teams. Obviously, it's the Bulls, the Spurs,
4-0, I think.
The Spurs, because that dude, the damn Sixers, and I think, yeah. and the Warriors.
VJ Edgecombe.
Where, dude, this dude is coming out of nowhere.
He's awesome.
Are the other old guys that are beat up playing? Is like Paul George playing?
I honestly don't know.
Oh, okay. Because I keep hearing
about this kid.
And
Tyrese Maxey.
Okay, obviously him, but yeah. I keep hearing about this VJ kid. Yeah. And he is lighting it up.
He's awesome.
I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, and then where's the Duke kid? He got banged up. That's right.
He was playing.
Was he playing?
Or at least he was doing TikTok videos.
Okay, because I know he got hurt.
That doesn't.
He got hurt last night.
Okay. Oh, he got hurt last night. Okay.
Okay. But yeah, I think
NBA season's off to a fun start.
It is, man.
Not so much for the Hawks, unfortunately. No, but no. Look, I mean, no one wants to hear this, but it was always going to take a month, 6 weeks. For all these guys to click and play well together, it's four games.
Okay, I mean, it's a long season. We understand that, but like, are there other teams with like a lot of new players, or do the Hawks have the most new impact players than any other team?
I would say, I mean, in terms of like the offseason acquisitions, yeah. Probably the most.
Okay, I was just curious about that because I'm like, don't other teams have different units, but most teams got their core back. Okay.
Well, except for all the teams that got hurt.
Right. Okay.
I don't know who flipped their roster more than the Hawks did.
Nobody did. That's what I'm saying.
It's the Mavericks, but they are funny. They're not good.
They're not good right now. I saw Cooper Flagg got hurt last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're, if you look at the Mavericks, they're just trying to stay afloat till Kyrie gets back. Mm-hmm. All right, we just got to stay afloat till Kyrie gets back so we can have our guy and all those different things. But the Hawks, I mean, obviously you got to jail and all those things, but sometimes just get in front of a guy and don't let him score.
Yeah, I mean that's my thing.
Yeah.
Is I agree that it'll probably take a while for the offense to click with all these new guys and spacing and all that, but just get a stop.
That's all. That's effort, man. Hey,
stop letting Josh Giddey bust your ass.
Josh,
in the fourth
damn
quarter.
Giddey, want to get your Thanksgiving week started off with golf with Great Claws and Sports Radio 99.9 The Game. We're hosting our third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing, and it's coming Monday, November 24th at Eagles Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Make sure you guys go over to the events league at 99.9thegame.com. The foursomes are running out right now, but do it now because they are running out quickly. That's our third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets.
Mike Conte will join us next. We'll get his thoughts on the early season for the Hawks, obviously. Last couple Falcons games. We asked him about Penn State last week. He said,
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Urban Meyer. Give me Urban Meyer in State College. Awesome. Great. Why not?
If I'm Urban, I'm Nick.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
but I understand if I'm them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Call them up.
What?
No, I wouldn't do that. I think my legacy is secure. Making money on TV. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.